Hello, everybody. Man, have I got a video for you today. So I'm going to share with you my most difficult session ever. It was an awakening session, and it happened over the weekend, and it's the toughest one I ever had. And I've had hundreds of these things over the last 2 years, and this was the most challenging of all. And how can I not share that with you? So what happened was that, as some of you know, I was been in tech hell for about a month, and most of that's beginning to clear up. Maybe not all of it, but most of it's cleared up. But at that time, it was had not been cleared up. It happened over the weekend, and I still my cable was out. And so I wrote this woman the day before we're supposed to meet, and I said, "Do you have FaceTime?" And she said, "Well, I can get it." And so she has a Mac, and she downloaded FaceTime to her computer so that specifically so that she could talk to me. And the next day on the appointed hour, then we got together, and I had my little iPad, and she had her Mac, and we clicked, boom, we're right together, and we're laughing from go. I mean, right from go. This is the perfect client. I love that great sense of humor, because an ego that is, a laughing ego is an ego that's off guard, and besides, it's just a whole lot more fun. So, at any rate, I was having a just a, we were just having a big time right there. And this woman was not only she had a good sense of humor, but she was open, she was willing. I mean, she was even attractive. It could just doesn't get any better than this client. It's just absolutely maxed out. So this, but so how, why did I have such a challenging session, right? So what happens is that we're sitting there, and I've got my iPad, she's got her Mac, we're talking, and then and everything's fine, everything's clear, and then the storm started coming in. So a storm started moving in. This is a South Carolina summer storm, and those things can be arise quickly, and they can be violent. And but this one, it was sounding pretty harsh. I mean, the wind was blowing, the rain was just pouring down, lightning was striking and stuff. But what concerned me was not was the fact that what I was sending her began to get blurry, and I began to cut out vocally. She couldn't hear everything I was saying or whatever. So we talked about me switching to, going and getting out my car, driving somewhere else to go. I'll go to Betsy's office, I told her, and we'll do it from there. And she didn't want me to have to do that. Of course, I didn't really want to get up and go out in the rain. But it finally got to where we just couldn't communicate effectively, and you need to be able to communicate damn near perfectly. It maybe turn out to just be audio, and I've had it rigged up where we've used phone, Skype, FaceTime, all this stuff. But one way or the other, in the end, we at least be able, need to be able to hear each other very clearly, and we couldn't. So I said, "Okay, well, I'm going to hang up, and I'll call you back in 15 minutes or so," and I did that, and I went out, and oh my God, I went to the door, and I mean, really, it was like buckets of rain. I mean, this was like tropical rain, just unbelievable. So quickly went back in the turned around, and not only got my raincoat, but I got a hat. And then I ran to the car, and I got in the car, and I drove to Betsy's. And I, you know, and I'm and on the way, that what I'm thinking is that this woman, her waking up was a done deal. It was over. It was a fait accompli as far as I was concerned. She just didn't know that yet. But I did. I could see her awakeness just popping out all over there, right? So I didn't want to screw this up. And I mean, this is a big, it can be the biggest moment in someone's life. So at any rate, I drove, and I did not drive carefully in the rain. I mean, I drove a little, I drove, didn't drive recklessly, but I drove a little swiftly to Betsy's, given the conditions, Driving period wouldn't work particularly wise, but got to do what you got to do. So I drove over to Betsy's, and I got into Betsy's, and fortunately, I had not been crazy. I had remembered to bring my spare web camera. So I took my spare web camera. But I thought, well, wait a minute, I'm over here. It'd be faster. I wonder if we can talk on FaceTime over here. So I cut on FaceTime and dialed her up, and sure enough, there we go. We're talking again. That's right, just boom. And we're going right back in. Now we're not yet at the halfway point of what I would call the halfway point of an awakening. If you've ever had a session with me, you know that first thing we do is we go in and we do neti neti on steroids. We find out what you are not. Once we found out you what you are not, then we get bold enough to go after what you are. And we had not yet come to that conclusive place. We're still working toward it. And the FaceTime starts breaking up again. And I said, oh, well, God, am I? Don't worry. I'll install Skype on this computer, install this camera, and I'll call you back. She said, okay, I'll wait. Just as patient as can be. I mean, you couldn't ask for a bit more cooperation. So get on Betsy's computer and I install Skype, and then I, you know, install my the webcam, and all that goes flawlessly. There was just, you know, things could have screwed up, but it didn't. It just went really smoothly. So the next thing you know, I've got my Skype and I'm signed in and I'm dialing it and everything, and boom, there goes Fern again. I see her. So Fern and I are now talking, and I'm getting kind of excited while I'm talking to her because we're getting to this great point. I can see she's getting it. I mean, she's getting it really well. So it's just a matter of time before I have to go ahead and tell her, okay, you can be awake now. So, and while we're talking there, and I'm just, you know, and I'm just right at the place, just closing in. And we got hit by lightning. I swear to you. It not only burned up Betsy's modem, it burned up, burned up her modem, it burned up, I don't know, it was something in the computer that she had to take it down to the shop the next day and leave it for a few days to get it repaired. I mean, it was really, we got hit by lightning. It was just like, bam, and it hit right in the yard. And when it did, man, it was just, whoo. So, we're cut off again. So what the hell am I going to do? I mean, now Skype's not working. This FaceTime didn't work. I don't know her phone number. I don't know why I never thought about phone, but I didn't. So at any rate, part of it is the fact that really awakening sessions are just easier if I can see your face. I need to see how you're taking things. So at any rate, in exasperation, I open up the FaceTime again. And we go and boom, dial her up, and there's Fern. And the next thing you know, we're talking again. And the beautiful thing is that, we did discover what she was not. After that, within minutes, Fern came to a beautiful awakening. And it was fantastic. And we talked on for a good long time because, I mean, I didn't even know what kind of session time we had because I've been moving from house to house and everything else. So, but we did, and she saw it very, very clearly. I mean, she had a lot of contacts. She's been in this thing a long time. Context is important. And as far as just the clarity of it's not important to wake up, but it's important for the degree of clarity that you're going to have afterwards. You got to do a lot of clearing up. You can do a lot of it prior to awakening. But there's a clearing up that has to be done. And she'd done a lot of hers. So she just saw all this very, very clearly. And I went and took her through some orientation. And then we got through that. And, you know, and I tell you the truth, it had been such an intimate experience. I mean, I was just tired because it was like everything was riding on this thing. And it was for her too that it was clear we didn't want to hang up. You know, but we did. And I tell you, that was the greatest feeling as I drove back to my house, because I thought, I mean, you know, it's a miracle enough any time that you facilitate an awakening. That's a miracle enough. But on this thing, you know, and there was some ego that popped in there because the thought went through my head. I will confess to you, I should be ashamed of this, but I'm not. It's just the thought that went through my head, which is nobody else in the world would have woken that woman up today. Couldn't have kept it together over all those changes. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that Fern is awake. Hey, Fern. See y'all later. Bye-bye.